With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy accuses Hamas of violating the terms of their fragile ceasefire.
By failing to release all the kidnapped women as it was obligated to do so, and kidnapped children, and by resuming rocket fire.
Israel's war with Hamas has resumed in full force. Israel says 136 hostages remain in Gaza. Negotiators in Qatar are working to restart the truce. Also at SRNNews.com, the House voting to expel Republican Representative George Santos of New York. The vote to expel 311 to 114. Back in May, Santos was indicted by federal prosecutors on multiple charges, turning his presence in the House into a growing distraction. A group of Republican senators is calling on the White House to impose a travel ban between the U.S. and China. That's over concerns about a surge in unexplained respiratory cases among children. Bob Agnew reports.
Writing for a group of five Republicans, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says, quote, "We should immediately restrict travel between the United States and China until we know more about the dangers posed by this new illness." Rubio, the ranking Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, urges swift action, citing what the letter calls China's long history of lying about public health crises. Last week, the World Health Organization requested more information from China after reports emerged about clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia cases in Chinese children. Bob Agner reporting.
And South Korea has launched its first military spy satellite, a little over a week after rival North Korea claimed to put its own spy satellite into orbit for the first time. On Wall Street, the Dow had 259 points. The Nasdaq is up 65. This is SRN News. Abortion clinics continue to go out of business in this country.
According to a report from Operation Rescue, 49 clinics have closed their doors or stopped doing abortions this year. That follows nearly 90 closures in 2022 after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report also reveals that in 14 states, there are no abortion clinics at all. Operation Rescue President Troy Newman says, quote, "The enduring efforts of faithful Americans on the pro-life side are paying off and having a winning effect." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's been a surge in attacks on Christians in Kenya. The Muslim terrorist group Al-Shabaab has been ramping up its offensive against the country's large Christian majority, and the government seems incapable of stemming the violence. The fact that only 6% of the country's population is Muslim indicates that Al-Shabaab is getting outside help. Over 70% of Kenyans are Christian. This is SRN News. Montana's ban on TikTok is now temporarily blocked, as we hear from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has blocked Montana's first-in-the-nation state law banning the video sharing app TikTok, while a legal challenge to the law moves through the courts. The judge says the ban oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional right of users and businesses. The ban, which was scheduled to take effect January 1st, was first brought before the Republican-controlled Montana legislature a few weeks after a Chinese spy balloon flew over the state. Western governments have expressed worries that the popular social media platform could put sensitive data into the hands of the Chinese government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bus drivers will pay $15 just to enter Manhattan's Central Business District under a plan released by New York officials. The congestion pricing plan would be the first such program in the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.